is GIS News. Coming up, athletes face bans for associating with drug cheats. CARICOM strengthens bilateral ties with Cuba, and Petrocaribe Development Fund heightens social media presence. The news in detail after this message.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-492-6230 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
Now the news. Professional athletes who associate with other athletes or support personnel who have breached anti-doping regulations can now be banned for up to 2 years for this action. Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, says the new World Anti-Doping Code has introduced a new offense under which athletes can be sanctioned for prolonged association with individuals who have previously been penalized under the code. The offense is called prohibited association.
You would have notified that person that they should not associate with any athlete or athlete support personnel. Once that person has been duly notified, then if persons are seen to be associating with them, you would warn that person. Of course, if they don't heed the warning, then they can be sanctioned as well.
Mr. Brown was speaking at a GIS think tank session on Friday. The new World Anti-Doping Code came into effect on January 1, 2015. In the meantime, the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, expects to begin blood sample testing for banned substances by the end of this financial year. Presently, JADCO only tests the urine of athletes for banned substances. Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, says the agency is currently putting the necessary systems in place to meet a March 31 deadline. He adds that this move is part of wider plans to expand the agency's technical capacity, allowing it to more effectively meet its mandate.
We are in the process of tying up, contracting the blood collection office because we're using phlebotomy companies so that we will be able to start blood collection as part of our program.
The executive director was speaking at a GIS think tank session on Friday. The Caribbean community CARICOM is set to benefit from increased support from Cuba in the areas of health, education, disaster response, and support for the disabled. Cuba's ambassador to Jamaica, His Excellency Bernardo Guanche Hernandez, says his government will be financing the establishment of the Caribbean Regional School of Arts in Jamaica and the Center for the Treatment of Physical Disabilities to assist physically challenged children and young people. The center will be based in Guyana.
We will increase in undergraduate scholarship as well as postgraduate scholarships for a specialization in medicine in patient intake from CARICOM State for free medical care, as well as training in disaster risk reduction and respond to natural disaster.
Ambassador Hernandez was speaking at a reception held recently at his Millsborough Avenue residence in St. Andrew. The occasion was to mark the 56th anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution, Cuba's National Day, commemorated on January 1. And the Petrocaribe Development Fund is to unveil its social media platforms on Facebook and Twitter beginning Monday, February 2, 2015. This following the launch of its new website, January 19, as the company seeks to heighten its online presence and awareness. In a release Tuesday, the fund said the sites will facilitate visitor input and interaction through retweeting, sharing, and making comments. The fund says the platforms will be significant tools in supporting its feedback retrieval effort from the public. Information regarding the fund's initiatives and project financing, which may be accessed through the platforms, will serve to provide direct insight into the mandate of the company. The social media sites will also highlight the Petrocaribe Fund's support of GOJ's economic program and its financial obligations with Venezuela. These initiatives are expected to strengthen the fund's resolve to provide relevant information regarding its role and operations, as well as news in the energy industry. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.